This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, Kent Terry, brother of Brian Terry, is going to be joining us with an investigator getting into what really happened with Fast and Furious. You do not want to miss that information. Because there's been a lot of new developments that the media is not really covering that you need to know about. It just illustrates the exact type of criminal activity we're dealing with. The investigator is going to break down the fact that the guns are still being shipped down by the ATF and the Obama-Clintonistas. And the fact that Congress isn't really even looking at this anymore just shows you how controlled they are. And, of course, it ties into blaming the Second Amendment as well, so that's coming up. I just played the amazing clip of Obama lecturing the media that even Joe Scarborough had to say was ridiculous. And the media is so servile. And this thing about, well, we know the reality. If somebody says the world's flat, we know it's round. The media needs to counter that. Speaking of man-made climate change, and, you know, you need to go after these politicians on their lies. On the lies. I mean, it's just amazing how they keep trying to arbitrate reality. But I want to go to this other one. And you can just type in for yourself. Everybody knows this. Hillary is the number one recipient of top mega bank Wall Street money, more than everybody else combined, and she's the biggest overall PAC receiver over any other candidate in both parties. Just I showed a bunch of articles on screen and covered it last hour and mentioned it, but let's go to the clip of her. This is like Adolf Hitler, if he'd have made it to Nuremberg in trial and would have got up and said, we need to take action against Nazis and against Adolf Hitler. And I hate Adolf Hitler and have never met him and don't know him. And Adolf Hitler standing there. I mean, this is that dumb. This is 2 plus 2 equals 10. This is you didn't build your business. This is purposely psych warfare to screw you up and get you to accept pure lies. Let's play the Hillary Clinton complains about super PACs, big money, and politics.
In 2014, the top 100 donors to super PACs spent nearly as much as all 4,750,000 small donors in the country combined. Now, the idea, I believe, that money is speech turns our Constitution upside down. Wealth should not be privileged in the courts. In fact, it should have no privilege. Yet at a time when inequality between working Americans and those at the top is starker than ever, the Supreme Court has given the wealthiest Americans even greater power to affect what happens in our democracy. Justice Ginsburg says if there were one recent decision she'd overrule, it's this one.
All right, let's stop right there.
I'm with her.
The big mega banks that own the media can put out whatever propaganda they want, and they don't call it political speech or political contributions. And the big money's putting its money right now universally against Trump. It's like 90% of the money being spent against him, 20-something million per average state. I mean, it's never been done before, and it's not working. So the Koch brothers and the Soros money isn't working now. But they're always going to have the media. They're always going to have their propaganda and just not call it political speech. They want to restrict everybody else's speech like Dinesh D'Souza or mine. I mean, I gave one time $3,000, the maximum amount, to Ron Paul, and they made a big scandal out of that. Because I clicked to give it, and the computer messed up, and then I clicked again, and then two went through. So I deleted it on the credit card or on the debit card and sent them an email, and they deleted it out too. But it showed it as a record, and there was a criminal investigation reporter that started into Mr. Jones, and he gave, you know, $6,000 or whatever it was, double the amount to, of course, I could have been my wife giving it. It would have been okay. But the point is, I hardly give any political money. And I'm not a politico. You know, just like Dinesh D'Souza got his friends to do an unofficial pack and give some money to his friend running for Senate. He spent 9 months in prison, folks. But Hillary can take money from foreign dictators into her foundation and use it in elections. I mean, she's the worst of anybody really in history. But she's up there and she wants to stop it. No, they want to selectively, just like what the IRS does with the 501c3, go after anybody that isn't left a mouse a tongue.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For joining us, we are now into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast, and for the next 30 minutes or so, we're going to be covering an incredibly important topic to the future of this country and freedom. I mean, it is so big following this case. I know many of you have followed it out there. There's so many angles and pieces to it. It is simply amazing. But the first thing I just want to say here is we had the famous CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson basically run out of CBS because she did her job and exposed that documents showed the ATF used Fast and Furious to make the case for gun regulations. Now El Chapo has been found with 50 caliber rifles, you name it. And the big news today is there's evidence that more guns are still being shipped down to Mexico. We should see impeachment over this, shouldn't we? But we have not seen impeachment over this. Now, we're going to go to Kent Terry, brother of the fallen Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, first. Then we're going to go to an investigator Matt Smith-Meck, who is a retired USMC lieutenant colonel and an investigator and has the background to be doing it, who's working with the family, the Border Patrol, and others to bring out exactly what's happening and the ongoing crimes. So this is a big investigative report today in the time we have. I appreciate both men joining us. Kent Terry, brother of Brian Terry, who died in 2010, will be on first to break down the basics of what happened for those that may not know and then what's developed since then. But reading over all this that you guys sent me, the fact that he had documents, handwritten notes in his boots hidden, the fact that the feds came in and took all his materials, the fact that he was warning family that he'd gotten into some serious investigations, is it more than just some illegal alien drug dealer that shot and killed your brother? This thing looks like an even bigger cover-up to me, and I know that's the direction this is going. We're going to break it all down. Kent Terry, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jones. I appreciate it.
Where should we start?
Well, everybody knows that Brian was killed with the Fast and Furious scandal by the Obama administration. But the thing is, though, the lies that my family's been told from day one. Since day one, they told us they found three weapons and they apprehended four suspects. Then within 12 hours later, they only found two weapons and they had to release the suspect. But we never knew about Fast and Furious until Cheryl Atkinson reached the story, released the story with John Dodson. But in the meantime, prior to meeting with Cheryl Atkinson and the John Dodson release, Dennis Burke, which was the attorney general, state attorney for Arizona that was involved in Fast and Furious, made an appearance to our house, making sure that the weapons at Brian's scene were not from Arizona. They were from a store in Texas. And we're thinking, there's something right with this whole thing. So when Cheryl Atkinson wrote that story out, right there we knew that this was a lie and a big cover-up in Brian's death. So.
And now you guys have done an intense investigation with Matt Smith-Meck and others. And I just, this is pretty bombshell. I know he's going to talk about the direction it's pointing, but... in your gut looking at this and the way they've changed the story so much and the fact that he had documents we're going to be showing to the TV part of the audience, basically hidden so that they would get to other people if something happened to him. I mean, this sounds like an action adventure whodunit movie to me.
We know what, Mr. Jones, from day one, I knew something wasn't right. I mean, especially when he told my mom 2 months before he got killed that, Mom, I don't want to go back. Something just doesn't feel right. I can't talk about it. My mom was like, Brian, you know what? If you don't want to go, don't go back. He goes, well, you know what? I love my job. I love this country. And a year later, when I was going through his materials and his belongings, I went to go try on these pair of boots. And I thought it was a paper from the brand new pair of boots. And I pulled out that journal. I started going through it. And I'm like, about him intercepting, pulling over people with crates full of AK-47s and he had the GPS coordinates down there and everything and was told by his supervisor to let go. Right there I knew, the whole time of Brian's death did not add up. 15 minutes before he got off, the emails he wrote to the Border Patrol Union regarding a situation going on in the border, and the Border Patrol Union told us it wasn't about a transfer and it wasn't about a time off, but looked into it. So I think Brian was on to Fast and Furious. I don't think he knew the extent of it. I don't think he knew how big it really was, but in my gut, the timing of Brian's death does not add up to what the government's telling us.
What was it like for you after December 2010 to then a year later, December 7th, 2011, almost a year to the date, CBS coming out and a Valiant Reporter documenting that this was a staged deal to blame the Second Amendment and to blame American gun owners for violence in Mexico? I mean, what was it like when you saw news like that?
I was sick. I was actually sick to my stomach. I'm like, you know what? This is what they're going to do to our own people here. And this is, to me, was their whole thing about changing the Second Amendment, showing there was a gun problem for the United States. I think that was their whole ordeal, what was going on. But that just made me sick about how they're blaming something else. And it just, I feel like I'm in a nightmare. I still feel like I'm in a nightmare.
Now, I know we've got to go in about 10 minutes, so I'm going to skip this network break coming up because this is so important. We're talking to Kent Terry, brother of slain hero Brian Terry, who tried to stand up and tell the truth and was clearly basically taken out or hit for it. Very, very sad, but thank God he's got a great family, and thank God this information ended up getting out. And there's patriots like Matt Smithmeck out there, and I know he works with you and the family as a tireless investigator. I want to bring him in, jump in anytime you want, Kent, with points you want to make. 20-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, EA-6B electronic countermeasures officer, attaining rank of lieutenant colonel before March 2006, veteran of Desert Shield, Storm, Bosnia campaign, Operation Enduring Freedom. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Would take about an hour to do that. All places he's been stationed, what he's been involved in. But I'd imagine all this background, working with FBI, CIA, DIA, you name it, it gives him a background to know what he sees when he sees it. Amazing info. How best to break down where your investigation's going? Because I see in your notes here you sent me that there's more shipments. It's ongoing. That is bombshell. Because Congress isn't really doing anything, and if this comes back out, this could really, really hopefully stop this activity, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Jones. Hi. Good afternoon. Yeah, I think you're right. It certainly would. And dovetailing on what Brian just said, you know, we've been helping and working with the Terry family. And I think what is important is building off of what Brian said. You still have, there is a central figure that is, since 2012, has been trying to help law enforcement, House Oversight, and Senator Grassley's office. And interestingly, all of that, there's been a lot of action, but no vector, no direction. And also, interestingly, a friend of this program, as you know, Tosh Plumlee and I, both from congressional offices, were admonished to stop talking to the Terry family because it was told it was worrisome and unwarranted. And when I talked to Kent, you know, Kent said, hey, we've never talked to those folks. We never talked to anybody in Congress. We haven't said anything about you guys. But I find that bizarre. And I have actually an email from one of the people telling me to essentially back off. So we found that very striking, and I think importantly to what Brian was onto, we have beginning of late last year let ATF both in Tucson and the Chicago offices know that weapons were still going across the border. We're going to go across in early November. Matter of fact, they went across on 10 November, the Marine Corps' birthday of all days. Nothing was done to stop it. They only met with the central character 3 days after the fact. And again, we've also alerted some folks in the congressional side because, you know, talking to a lot of the folks who were lost their jobs or retired or got in trouble over trying to tell the truth on Fast and Furious, you know, we're told do not trust ATF leadership, do not trust DOJ, OIG. So, ergo, we're trying to work with Congress, House Oversight, Senator Grassley's office of late, sir, actually, Congressman Trey Gowdy, who I'd received an email from, who asked me to certainly forward him everything, you know, always forward to him what I've got. So I've been doing that. But again, we've got a mid-May of this year time frame where another large shipment is scheduled to go across from basically Arizona into Mexico. And we're trying to make sure that does not occur. And the folks who were involved with this actually have agreed to meet with Kent, this other central figure, and an investigative reporter for a major cable news network to recount everything. I mean, they have locations, they have names, they have, as John Dodson had talked to me about, get evidence to lay hands on, and hopefully, sir, you know, mid-May, this could come to fruition.
This is huge, because looking at your bio, running major bases, chief of staff, tribunal member, chief of staff, naval base, Guantanamo Bay, for office of the administrative review of detention of enemy combatants, just going over your bio, you know, you've worked at every level, intelligence, you name it, as an expert. I mean, we could say you're an expert, you're an expert consultant currently. What does this look like to you? I mean, we know they were doing it to blame the Second Amendment. Was there more? Why does El Chapo have all these Fast and Furious guns? Why does the media try to cover it up? I mean, what's the big picture? I know you don't like to speculate, but, you know, we're 5-6 years into this now. We have a lot of pieces here. What do you think's going on?
So what I would speculate is, dovetailing on what Tosh Plumlee has been on your program before and talked about, this is a much, I think, part of a much larger international gun-running operation. As a matter of fact, a person in Congress had asked me to ask this central character, this integral figure that still is trying to help the Terry family, congressional oversight, that you have a nexus between Fast and Furious, and if not Benghazi, at least the Middle East. We know from accounts from the folks who were actually involved with running these weapons in September of 2010, weapons separate from what we call Fast and Furious were run down to Mexico, down to a town in Mexico, Caborca, actually, met with an international Middle Eastern arms dealer and en route over to the Middle East. This happened at least three times, again, starting in September of 2010. And of, I think of great import is a Moroccan DST commander, their DST, their internal security forces, on 16 October 2010, reported to his supervisors that Fast and Furious weapons were in the Kingdom of Morocco en route to arm the rebels in Algeria. So here we have now a nexus from weapons going across the southern border into Mexico, and then from there going out to God knows where.
Wow. And I know some of the NATO sources, the Plumlee and others, have said that, and then so much of what Plumlee said three, 4 years ago has come out and been exactly true. We now have so many of the heroes that survived who were on the ground who got the sat phone calls from the State Department from, you know, orders that, no, the secretary says stand down. And we have them now on Fox News basically exposing what Hillary's done. And we know that there's a conduit basically fencing the guns through Mexico and then out to the Middle East. Simply amazing. And then you're breaking down intel of all your sources that it's still going on. Wow, that is mind-blowing. I mean, I know you're here talking about it. I know Breitbart's reported on some of this. What can we do as investigative journalists out there listening, myself included, to draw more attention to this? I mean, what's the bottom-line narrative? I mean, this just sounds like outrageous tyranny. It's not just going to drug cartels. Now it's going to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Stinger missiles out of Benghazi. We know that now. I mean, when I was told that by Colonel Schaefer three, 4 years ago, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he got in trouble for saying it on air. It's been turned out to be true. I mean, I believed him. It was just unbelievable. And then now we got it from all these other sources. I mean, the military knows about it. How do they get away with this?
Boy, sir, you know, it's you know, as Lenin said, any lie told, you know, any lie told big enough or often enough is believable. And I think people are hoping the American people just forget about it. You know, we have a short attention span, unfortunately. But for me, it's very personal in that, you know, Brian, besides being a Border Patrol agent, was also a former Marine. I'm a former Marine. We do not let Marines stay on the battlefield, whether it's their body or their reputation or their soul. So for me, it's personal. And what I would say, sir, is, you know, we have made contact with Tristan Leavitt at House Oversight, with Jason Foster in Senator Grass's office. And unfortunately, you know, and I'd like to have, you know, certainly Kent come back in here. Those folks, the Terry family, Kent in particular, not even, you know, getting the courtesy of return phone calls.
Amazing. Stay right there, sir. You make a good point. You can stay longer, but Kent Terry, Brother Brian Terry, has got to go in about 5 minutes. So you've heard the powerful points that Matt's made here, Colonel has made. What can you add to this? What else would you like to impart to folks about your brother, sir?
You know, give Brian the honor he deserves. I mean, don't shrug them off, throw them under the rug like he's some piece of dirt. And that's what this country's doing. Just not the country. Just, you know, the Congress and senators promised my family just accountability. Even Elijah Cummings promised my mom. And guess what? Nothing. Nothing has happened. They don't keep in contact with us. They don't tell us nothing. It's always every time they do call us, they want to know what we know. And it's like, I'm getting sick of it. I mean, like I said, my brother served 20 years in this country, over 20 years. And this is what he gets in return?
Well, he was doing his job too good, and that's obvious, and he is a hero, and he helped unravel so much of this, so at least the public knows. But you're right. He's like the string that'll unravel the whole sweater. That's why they want it shut down. But thank God, good ATF agents and others and you know, people like yourself and your family having courage, and Lieutenant Colonel Smith-Meck and others. In court of public opinion, people pretty much know what happened. But to me, it's so amazing that it's ongoing. I mean, if we just let your brother hang out there and don't stand up for him, we're all in danger. And I wish some of the public out there got how important this is. If they can get away with crimes of this magnitude, Kent, we're all in trouble. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And another thing is, too, with all these ISIS threats and all these ISIS coming through the border, What makes you think they're not going to grab these weapons that are down in Mexico and use them on a terrorist act here or another school shooting or a multiple shooting, a mass shooting here?
Thousands a month of other than Mexicans from the Middle East, you name it, pouring across. I want to ask Lieutenant Colonel Smith-Mack about that. I mean, we saw the head of Southcom just 2 years ago come out and say, we got a big problem in South America, Central America, the Caribbean. We are having groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS coming in. That's now admitted. They're saying at least 400 sleeper cell operatives in Europe have come in. ISIS said that a year ago. They were going to do it. What's your information on that, Colonel?
And another investigative journalist on a major cable news network kind of indicated the same thing.
Sure, I apologize. Your first audio was cut off. Can you start over?
Oh, I would say I agree with you, Mr. Jones, and your points. And importantly, I think another investigative journalist from a major cable news network his information leads to the same kind of conclusions. And of note, when you go down to that border and you talk to the folks who live down there every day, what you'll hear is, not that things happen with knowledge and permission of our government. Things only happen down there with knowledge and permission of the cartel.
Yes, sir. Well, you're going to be with us another 5-10 minutes. I appreciate your time, Lieutenant Colonel. Let's go back to Mr. Terry's brother, Kent. Any other points you'd like folks to know? Any websites, any places people can go to learn more or get involved? What can we do?
My family started a foundation, Brian Terry Foundation, honorbrianterry.com, and we post all the stuff that's going on with the trials and who's been convicted so far. And that's another thing, too. It's like these people out there that they convicted for supposedly Brian's killing there. Out of six guys, four of them, they got apprehended. We're waiting on one more, I think, from Mexico. And supposedly none of these are the shooters, so it makes me kind of think that there's another shooter involved. But, yeah, honorbrianterry.com. We pretty much put all our updates on there about what's going on with the foundation and with Brian's trial and accountability. So, and I appreciate everybody that supports getting justice for my brother.
Well, it's a great site. People should go to it right now, and they should support you. They should spread the word. And, they may ignore the people. They may ignore your brother. But the establishment's in deep trouble. The mainstream media is collapsing because they won't do their job. It is despicable. And thank you so much, Kent Terry, for your time. God bless you.
All right. No, thank you, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Going back to Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smith-Mack, sir, you're the expert on this. I just look at it. It's so crazy. What else can you tell the public? What other tidbits are most important? And then separately, we'll give you a few more minutes after the break, just to get into general terrorism. What is the establishment going to do when they bring in millions of people to Europe, hundreds of thousands here, don't even check their IDs on purpose because they know they've got backgrounds? What are they going to do? Let's cover that now. What are they going to do when they attack? They've already attacked San Bernardino. They're already attacking all over. They're already attacking Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers. They already attacked Fort Hood. Wouldn't call it terrorism. What's going to happen when it really gets bad? What are these politicians thinking? How do they think they're going to get away with it? Well, maybe the answer is they got away with Fast and Furious.
Sir, I tend to agree with what you just said. Maybe they'll get away with it. I honest to goodness think that they believe the American public has a short attention span, that we don't care, and we're just as likely to forget it and worry about our the next episode of the Kardashians or the Americans or our next iPhone, and not something that is critical to this country. As I was talking to one of your producers before, I said, if we whether it's this, Benghazi, the IRS, if we as citizens allow this to happen and don't speak up and make our protestations known, then we are merely subjects and not citizens, and that's not what our country's about.
Absolutely. I mean, I know inside the military and police, this really woke them up fast and furious. Now it's really woken them up that it turned out NATO and Obama and the rest of them have been funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda groups behind the scenes against Assad. It just seems like if that's going on, what else is going on we don't know about? I mean, this is wild.
I tell you, sir, it's interesting, just going back to Fast and Furious, one of the things that we made sure we got to Representative Issa in House Oversight end of September, early October 2013, was material sent to him that essentially said, not only is it guns and rifles, but also grenades, grenade launchers, military-grade night vision goggles, black special forces tactical uniforms, and of importance there.
Lieutenant Colonel, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. This is so important, back in 3, because I'd even forgotten about all the night vision, the hand grenades, the rocket launchers, all out of the... I mean, this isn't stuff you're getting at gun shows, folks. This is a big arms shipment, and the White House is running it, and then probably had you know
to kill. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
By the way, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Schmithmack is a hero in his own right.
Texas commands.
We'll go ahead and fade down the intro. Go ahead and bring me in. You know, I tell you, it is just crazy to sit here and see this, because there is so much corruption, there's so much that comes out, and more people don't get in trouble for it. And believe me, you get a lot of heat, you get a lot of threats when you do stuff like this, because I know we do. And, you know, people calling up saying, you better back off, you better stop. These are dangerous folks we're dealing with. But if we don't stand up to them, we're going to lose everything. Again, Alex Jones here. Broadcasting live. Subjects like this get me so upset that I even forgot I had an intro coming in there, because you sit back and you realize the people running our government are doing things like this, and the sky's the limit. And they're not even doing something dirty like in the Cold War against the Soviets or something. I'd be against that, because then you degenerate and it turns into something like this. But to ship weapons into Mexico and then to ship them into the Middle East to then start a war and try to overthrow Syria, try to overthrow Libya, try to overthrow Egypt, and none of those are perfectly run countries, but compared to what we're putting in, it's crazy. And then to try to lie to the military and tell them we're not backing the jihadists out of Saudi Arabia, That lie has come crashing down. And that's the good news here. Individually, people may not have gotten in trouble for Fast and Furious or Benghazi, but basically everybody knows now. And it really is crippling the ability of people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to continue to expand whatever it is they're doing, because it's hard to figure out how it's for American interest to put a bunch of Al-Qaeda people and ISIS people in charge of countries. It's very, very dangerous. And but the facts we know is they did this to blame the Second Amendment. Now, sir, I want to, the next 5 minutes, give you the floor again to break down other key points. We're talking to recently retired Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smith-Meck, who has taken this case on. I should also add that they wrote a very powerful article that's not been published yet that was written for a major newspaper. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who. He can talk about it if he wants to. And that they said they would run it, but then they didn't run it. And not because of the information, you know, not being true, because they have, quote, cold feet. We're going to publish this today at InfoWars.com so that everybody can see it. Who knows, Drudge might link to it. I don't control what he links to, but this is pretty powerful. And the headlines, did Brian Terry die in vain? It's an important article, and there's some talking points in here that I think I'm going to probably try to add into this or maybe augment the article, because the headline should probably be, researchers or experts, Fast and Furious linked to Benghazi, linked to Syria. Or I'm not sure where we should go with this. I want to publish it just like this. I'll publish it with this headline. Did Brian Terry die in vain? A call to Congress to find answers. But in my experience, that might be a sub-headline. I've read the article, Colonel Smith-Meck. What do you think the top headline should be? Because as you know, I mean, that's emblematic of catching people's attention to really get people to realize what a bombshell report this is.
Yes, sir. Not being as accomplished a journalist as you are, but I would say it's the whole side of the story that's never been told. I mean, I've never heard, except for talking to the Terry family, what Brian Terry was doing. I mean, this has never been reported on, and his concerns that he was approached by, quote, bad agents, unquote, that he used words he used to his mom, that they were aggressive, telling him to back off, that he didn't want to go back there, that his house was searched by the government without a court order or without permission of the family. You know, that every electronic media device was taken out of his home, because when his dad, Brian's dad, had told the U.S. attorney there, Burke, who now, by the way, from what Kent was telling me, is he and that former head of the board patrol down there in Arizona worked together at a high-powered law firm in D.C., that, you know, they went into his home and took every electronic media device, kept it away for a year, gave it back to the family with it, everything completely wiped. I mean, cell phones, computers, laptops. When you talk to the family, you get that detail. So my point is that, yes, sir, I think it's you had Brian, perhaps unbeknownst to the extent he was onto this. He was uncovering this, and when he would talk and call his superiors, they were told, let it go. Let them go. Let the vehicles go. Let the weapons go. And he was finding, you know, weapons in crates, OEM, an original equipment manufacturing crates. As you said, sir, you don't go and get all these things from a gun store. You know, when we told Representative Issa and House Oversight back in October 2013 that there were grenades and grenade launchers involved when these shipments going south, you know, DOJ OIG didn't make that public until October 30th, 2014. So a year ahead of time, you know, we're telling ISA and House Oversight that this is going on, and again, a lot of commotion, a lot of, they say in physics, Brownian motion. There's a lot of activity, but no vector, and it's incomprehensible to me that, sir, that element that ATF, DEA, whomever else utilized to actually buy the weapons, run the weapons. It seems as if nobody in law enforcement or the oversight has utilized that same group of people to get the answers. And now, again, you have a central figure who is willing, has been since 2012, willing to work with, in this case, you know, law enforcement, House Oversight, Senator Grassley's office, And no one's really pursued it. The only person really pursuing this now, save for you, is, again, is another investigative journalist on a major cable news network.
And feel free to tell us about the individual that's willing to speak and the other cable host that's getting into this.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, the name of the person I don't want to use certainly right now just because of
okay, I understand. So that source isn't out yet. It hadn't been given to the media. I understand. That makes sense.
Correct, sir. You know, to be fair, it's Mr. William Lajeunesse of Fox News. You know, I had a gentleman in Congress had given me an insight to email James Rosen. And James Rosen, as gentlemanly in emails as he is on air, he referred me over to Mr. Lajeunesse. Mr. Lajeunesse has taken it up, and he's in contact with this person on a regular basis. And, you know, there are plans to move forward to further uncover what's going on.
Yeah, Lajeunesse is one of the best people at Fox. He's one of their roving reporters, actually, on the West Coast, for folks that don't know who he is. I think he's one of the best reporters over there. He's been on the show five or six times over the years, and I've been involved in one of his productions. And he's one of the few people that actually will put his career on the line with this type of information. And let's not forget what happened to Cheryl Atkinson when she exposed Fast and Furious. I mean, they really come after people who are willing to touch this, and that's why so much of the media won't go there. That's why I say that Lieutenant Colonel, you're a hero, the family are heroes, because in a nation of cowards, and I love America, but in our media and our politicians, it's a lot of really cowardly people. And as you said earlier, if you can just get back into some of the type of weapons, I remember seeing it in the news, that were military, full auto, hand grenades. I mean, civilians can't get those. Even with a stamp, you can't get the hand grenades. And this is going through. It's coming off military bases. It's coming out of different caches. It's just wild that this is going on. And then just finish up with getting into the intel on the fact that you're saying from your sources, more of this is moving across.
Yes, sir. Yeah, more, as we said, about the weapons. Again, not just rifles and pistols, and not 2,000, but more in the magnitude of about 4,700 would be more appropriate. And you have a military nexus there. You know, I was approached by a Colonel Taylor, who Air Force person, whether that was his name or not, I don't know, for real, but that's what he identified himself as, an Air Force uniform. Told me he was from OSI, Office of Special Investigation, and that the military was aware of possible military installation and equipment involvement with Fast and Furious. You know, and if you trace this back, you'll find that the genesis of this, or the birthplace of this, is in Yuma, Arizona, you know, about circa 2005, and then it migrated its way off. And perhaps why I got involved with this, or was asked to get involved, is, you know, I spent many years in Yuma at our weapons school in the Marine Corps, MOTS 1, which is like the Marine Corps' top gun. And that's where it started. And then it migrated out. So we have repeatedly passed this information on. Of note also, sir, on President's Day of 2014, I was approached by two folks who identified themselves as agents Weston and Maxwell, told me that my contacts in D.C. had got a hold of them. They knew what was going on. Stand by, big news soon. That was a Monday, President's Day 2014. Well, that Friday, guess what happened? Guzman got captured. You know, is it coincidence? Who knows? But there, I think there's so many layers to this, sir, like an onion. And again, the fact that you have access to some of the folks who were actually involved, and nobody has really taken that up and utilized this person who's willing to put his life on the line. And you're right, sir. People do get attacked. As I was telling your producers and others, you know, March 22nd of last year, I got accosted. I got knocked down. I got told that obviously I wasn't getting the message, keep my mouth shut. I made a report to the local police. I made a report to the FBI. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on with this topic.
Wow. I didn't realize you've been physically attacked. Yeah, I one time was investigating corruption in federal court case, and they got really upset and kept calling me saying, "We're coming down there outside your studio to attack you." And then when I got there, it was five, but four of them attacked me, guys that knew how to fight. And I was like, wow, this is like a movie. I mean, it really shows why this country is in so much trouble. That's amazing. I mean, specifically, what happened to you? Would somebody just hit you from behind, or what happened?
Yes, sir. It was in the evening. I got knocked down from behind hard enough it knocked my glasses off. And when they go off, I don't see too far. The person, again, then I was on the ground, kicked me in the back. told me, try to get it as accurate as I can, that obviously I wasn't getting the blanking meshes to keep my mouth shut. And then he took off. There was a car backing out. He got in the car, so I had to be two people, and took off. And that was on the 22nd of March at around 10 p.m. And then that next day, you know, I made reports both to the local police and called into the FBI, and then went and actually interviewed with the FBI.
Well, I'd imagine you got that concealed carry strapped to your side now.
Sorry, I always was a Boy Scout as well, so always prepared.
I tell you, people that aren't involved don't know what it's like. I didn't know you'd been a physically attacked, but that's par for the course with these traitors. You are a hero, Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Smith. Meg, thank you so much, sir. What I want to do with your permission is I want to give this article to Paul Watson or one of the other reporters, and I want to publish your report within the article, give some bullet points of the history, boil down this interview, have the interview there kind of cut down for tomorrow, so I can give this a full push. Wednesday's the best day to launch an article, in my experience. I'd like to publish this at about 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. I mean, you've given us permission to publish it, but I'd like to publish a companion piece over it. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. I'd say do what you need to, one, to get the truth known, that the truth is paramount, that must be manifest wherever it leads, and number two, get answers and closure for the Terry family.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much. It's just wonderful to be in association with people that actually care and have courage. God bless you and be safe.
Thank you, sir.
That's my job, folks. I tell you, I've been doing this 21 years, and it just gets crazier and crazier by the minute. Be sure and go to the Terry family website. We have it on screen. We'll put the URL up there as well. For radio listeners, honorbrianterry.com. Honorbrianterry.com. And it's overwhelming evidence. They killed him to cover up his investigation. They're attacking other people like the Lieutenant Colonel here. I have been threatened over Fast and Furious. Not physically, but I've you know, we've gotten the calls. And I have experienced this for a long time. You know, stuff like in 1998, 99, don't talk bad about Bill Clinton. Don't talk about Waco. Don't talk about Oklahoma City or you're fired. And then a month later, the owners of the radio, TV, / print system showed up. They'd never been down there from Scranton. They own hundreds of newspapers, radio stations, TV stations. Showed up and called me into a room, and the guy got up and actually slapped me. Not super hard, but like in a movie. It hurt a little. Hey, you stop it. You want your job. You know, we'll take care of you and, you know, give you a raise or whatever, but no more of this stuff. And I was just up there talking about mainstream stuff, really. The Federal Reserve being private and what was being covered about Waco. This is how the country's really run, people. And I'm not going to roll over like a blob or a coward to this. They're now stealing the election from Donald Trump. Whether you love him or hate him, saying we're going to take delegates when he wins Louisiana and give it to Ted Cruz, and the Bushes are endorsing him. How far is it going to go? Yeah, Tosh Plumlee is such a patriot. He was going to be on with us today, but for some reason it wasn't. I want to get him back on. That guy's a living legend. And of course, people don't even know who he is. Young people, one time I was like, yeah, I got Chuck Yeager coming on, and they're like, people are, who's Chuck Yeager? It's incredible. But they know who some, you know, Beyonce or Kesha or any of those idiots are. Our country's in a lot of trouble, folks. I don't know what to say anymore. And even the ATF was not so evil as to not start blowing the whistle. Now, the top of ATF carried out Oklahoma City bombing to false flag the Second Amendment and Patriots. But we're going to take this and write an article around the bombshells you heard, that interview that boiled down the facts, and say, see below, the report that the Hill newspaper wouldn't publish. I'm going to spend a few minutes here now talking about something really important. I am committed to taking the globalist on and not cowering. I mean, we broke Benghazi here first. We broke the assassination of the Navy SEALs that were in the fake bin Laden raid that killed a body double. We've broken basically everything. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. But I do need your prayers and some of these other people that are fighting. And we need your support. Because if I'm going to go with this and sacrifice everything potentially, I want to give the enemy the hardest blow I can. I want to go all in. I'm going to kamikaze. I want to hit the crow's nest. I want to hit the command tower in the information warfare. I mean, I'm willing to go in no matter what it takes. And I may go in through and beyond. The point is, I'm going into that conning tower. I'm going in right into the command operation. I'm not trying to crash into the side and do nothing. I want to go down the reactor shaft. You understand that? And the key is, we assault the enemy. Not all of us flying down that, to use the X-Wing analogy, are going to end up hitting the target. But we're leading the way, folks. We're leading the way to the target. And more follow, more take action, more blow the whistle. We're going to get them. We're going to get you. We're not a bunch of sociopaths that are into child sex running and drug dealing and murdering and all this other garbage. We're here to stand up against the globalists. And you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the shortwave radios, the books, the videos, the nutraceuticals, the Survival Shield X2 and AC99, Secret 12 is back in stock, Brain Force. We still got discounts running on the Deep Cleanse product, along with the Liver Shield and the Oxy Powder. The Deep Cleanse alone with the Shilajit and the rest of it is simply amazing. Shilajit has 89, or was it 87, minerals in it that basically ooze up in Russia and the Himalayas out of the mountains in the summer. It's like ancient super herb oil, one of the Russian secrets at the Olympics. That's in Deep Cleanse, just one of the incredible products at InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
And the wind. defender.
Before we ever come this way again.
Before we ever pass.
All the cheating sociopaths and psychopaths think they're so cool because they break the rules and are involved in evil.
And we're gonna rise.
You're the people bringing this country and this world down. You didn't build it. Honorable people did. You guys are so corrupt now, you're openly stealing elections in front of everybody. You're not going to run on forever, you cowards. I was almost late getting in here because I was in there with Don Salazar, who is going to write the big bullet point article of everything off that interview with links to documents, admissions, with what he was saying, with the new info that military weapons are still being shipped out of a Marine Corps base and other areas down into Mexico to then be shipped to the Middle East. Now, we've known that for a while, but this is a guy that basically ran that base. That lieutenant colonel we just had on wasn't some lieutenant colonel that was out there, you know, doing supply or something. He ran Guantanamo Bay. He ran the Joint Strike Force Joint Program Office. Tribunal member and chief of staff, Naval Base Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the Office of Administrative Review and Detention of Enemy Combatants, reviewing combatant status, working closely with the Secretary of the Navy, FBI, CIA, DIA, Endeavor, Deputy Branch Head, Aviation Manpower Headquarters, Marine Corps, currently consultant and entrepreneur. And they physically attacked him. Man, I got to pack at all times. I tell you. I can't believe they haven't met a mother. Oh, I'm so sick of these people. I am too fearless, though. I really got to watch my six. I wish I was a coward sometimes. I really do. I just don't even care. I hate these people. I wish I was afraid of the dark. I'm actually afraid of letting scum like you run everything. We're going to get our hands around your throat. Don't you worry. And when we do, we're never going to let go. All you bullies and trash, running little kids and all the rest of it, we're going to get you. And the best part is God's going to get you too. I know you don't think there's any God, but deep down you do know there is one. I'm going to come back and start the next hour, and we've got Rob Dew and crew popping in at 1:30 today from Wisconsin. I want to get to a bunch of other news I haven't covered yet, but an interview like that really whacks me out, as you can tell. Because I'm a weirdo. I have energy. I get upset. I care about freedom. Having the president endorse communism freaks me out. You know, I'm a freak. I have energy. Oh, what are you on, man? Gosh, you got so much energy. What are you on, methamphetamine? What are you not on? I'm talking to people that make jokes about it. Why do you think it's so weird to have energy? Why do you think it's so weird to care? What's wrong with you? Why is it weird to not be a coward? Explain that to me. Or somebody that doesn't count and isn't involved and sucks their thumb all day. Explain that to me. So I don't think of myself as something special, but then I look at everybody else, it makes me sick. Our listeners are awesome people. I'm talking to folks tuning in for the first time or people that make jokes about all this. This isn't funny. And by the way, you want to know what I'm on? I'm on Mother Nature. I'm getting back in shape. I'm eating better. I'm taking Survival Shield 99X2, Super Bell Vitality, Anthroplex. I'm on Mother Nature. Not drugs, Mother Nature. Even a little bit of caffeine, that's Mother Nature. Since I've gone on Anthroplex, Supermail, and X2 and other products at InfoWarsLife.com, I don't need as much caffeine. I drink a third as much. I used to have about three servings a day. Now maybe one, maybe two. It's amazing. I hardly ever even finish a cup of coffee. Brain Force is incredible, nootropic, InfoWarsLife.com as well. Fund us, support us. You know we're fighting hard. We need your support. I want to go to the next level. I want to defeat the globalists. Third hour, 70 seconds away, InfoWarsLife.com.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.